This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We do have our own social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. We have been talking about the Crypto 6 trial day number 9, and also known as defense day number 1, which will likely be day 1 of 2, because we're probably not going to be going through the morning, all of the morning tomorrow. If you can make it out, if you're in the New England area and you want to see what will likely be the final day, including closing statements of the Crypto 6 trial, then come on out, because it's your last chance for the Concord Federal Court Church. You can join us there starting as early as 9 a.m. tomorrow if you don't want to miss a moment. Should be really interesting. You'll get to hear the state wrap up their, you know, with their closing statements, which will likely be full of lies and misinformation. And then Mark Sisti, my attorney, will do his, I'm sure, awesome job because he's just been amazing this whole time. And then, unfortunately, the state gets a final shot after that. Apparently, according to Sisti, who I asked today, like, how's this work, you know, at the end of a trial, he says in federal court, the feds get a closing statement.
Of course they do.
He gets a closing statement.
Why wouldn't they?
And then the feds get another closing statement.
That's
after
crazy.
That.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They get two closing statements?
I'm sure they call the second one something else, but yeah, it's essentially a rebuttal during closing statements for the feds. So that's the system, and it is not a fair system against defendants. You would think that.
No, I mean, the fairest thing that you could have, would, it seems to me, is you know, the prosecution would make its case, right? Yep. It would have the opening arguments, and then the defense would defend.
Yep.
And then you would have your witnesses. That's what they actually call court.
Yep.
On both sides. You know, first the prosecution rests, then the defense rests, then the prosecution would make its wrap-up, and the defense would rebut that wrap-up, and that's how that would...
That would be the end of it.
That
right
would
then.
Make the most yeah. sense to me. And then, of course, the judge would give his jury instructions, and off we would go.
Yeah.
The jury instructions, interestingly, are different for every trial.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
it's odd because, I mean, you know, isn't it the jury's job to go in there and do a thing? Should be the same job every time.
Yeah, and for those listeners that, you know, maybe don't tune in regularly or haven't heard of this before, I just want to point out again the conflict of interest that exists. That is to say that the judge, all of the prosecution, which there were how many of them? Six? Like three prosecutors.
Three prosecutors and three FBI case agent, yeah. Like a technical woman, assistant type person, probably paralegal, and then another, I think, paralegal.
Right.
So,
you know, all drawing their paychecks from the same source, mm-hmm. that is the federal government.
Yep.
That should be, even by the court's own definition, a conflict of interest.
So that's about it, I think. You guys said your piece
yeah,
from
yeah.
today. All right, let's jump into digital IDs, because one thing's for sure, the tyranny is moving onward. It's getting worse. It's becoming more invasive, and they've got a new idea up their sleeve.
I mean, we've heard about, you know, like the microchips for, you know, making purchases, being embedded.
That's been around
in
for 20 years,
we've
right?
heard about that.
Yeah.
We've heard about, with the COVID, right, these COVID passports,
mm-hmm.
right, these medical things that
they got
you're
them in
vaccinated
China.
Or not vaccinated. Yeah, they totally yeah. have in China. They have the whole social engineering, social media thing,
right.
Where they can turn on and off your access to transportation just
groceries,
by, just by turning your app red instead
yeah.
of green.
Any store, being able to move from point A to point B.
Apparently, this has stoked the fire of what I'm going to refer to now as an entire industry of digital identity. This from itwire.com. Digital identity takes off as governments realize benefits, says Global Data. driven by vaccination certificates, the need for identity checks and financial services, and the potential of the metaverse, governments across the world realize the benefits and the importance of digital identity, enabling the technology to take off, according to data and analytics company Global Data. Global Data's latest report, Digital Identity, reveals the theme had previously been slow to take off, hampered by countries driving in different gears. Digital identity is a collection of online information about a person, organization, or machine, which, when grouped together, can provide a digital representation of that entity. David Bicknell, Principal Analyst, Thematic Intelligence Team at Global Data, comments, digital identity's time is now. There are many possible use cases, from financial services to tracking and managing identities in the metaverse. COVID-19 has been an important driver. It took a global pandemic for governments to recognize that vaccination certificates on smartphones enabling foreign travel was the killer app that digital identity could deliver and people could use even if they might not recognize it as a digital identity.
They're going to kill whatever is remaining of your liberties with this digital identity.
I thought, was this the vaccine that didn't stop you from getting the disease?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Are we going to call that still a vaccine?
I mean, I'm not.
Experimental drug? How about that? Yeah.
Yeah, it is a genetic modification platform, I believe is the quote. I might be paraphrasing there, but from the guy who invented it. Right.
Yeah,
it's clearly experimental gene therapy, yeah, right? Like it was supposed to stop. I mean, they pretend like it was never supposed to keep you from getting it.
That's what they're saying now, but that's not what they said when it came out.
Right. That's absolutely not what they said. So they either lied or they didn't know.
100%.
Right, that's what an experiment is.
Safe and effective.
100%. You know, it's safe and effective if you try it before I do, and we see how it goes on you. It'll be safe and effective for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then oddly, like the people, I think the people that are dying now from COVID are like pretty much all vaccinated.
Mostly vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. If we want to call it vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But it's a large number and it's creepy. Like the longer this thing goes on, the more glad I am that I never got it. I never got the jab.
Yeah,
I mean, I had the COVID, so I had that going for me, which was nice. Right. And I got over it. Right.
Best thing that could happen to
me,
right?
So then like, I'm like, why do I need this thing at all? Right. Like even if I thought I might need it, I had it and got over it naturally.
That's natural immunity.
Yeah. And so like now I'm just like, no, screw you. I'm not giving you this thing. At any rate, Global Data says China, which has the world's most advanced social credit and surveillance systems, is a clear leader in digital identity.
It's so annoying and disgusting to hear these corporate buddies of governments of the world just gleefully celebrating the next step in this global tyranny that they want to force down people's throats, because it's profits for
them.
They're
celebrating this like it's the invention of the internet, right? You know, they're celebrating like, oh, look at this brand new industry and all the profit we can make and all that kind of crap.
This will not make your life better. This is going to make the governments have more control over your life. That is all this is.
Expect the Chinese social whatever, social credit platform if you get a digital identity. Because once the government can nail you down like that in a digital fashion, then they can start saying, well, you know, listen to these guys doing their radio show talking about freedom and stuff. Well, that's got to be several big black check marks.
I mean, it is not hard to see the threads out there, right? So you've got this digital ID thread, and then you have the CBDC, the central bank digital currency, and you've got this social credit score thread, and all they're going to have to do is tie them all together.
Well, and if they can't do it now, they're going to wait till the next epidemic. And by the way, the next epidemic will be smaller than this one, because this one's, you know, they come around every few years, and this one was...
I'm sorry, you mean propagandemic?
Okay, fine, propagandemic, we'll go with that. It's going to be smaller than that, but they'll blow it up to be huge.
Sure.
This one... If you look at the percentage of people who died of this disease, and then you look at it on a global scale, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
If you look at the people who were, sad to say, on death's door.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not,
morbidities.
I'm not saying they deserve to die.
Right.
I'm saying that they were going to die, just like every one of us,
yeah,
but they were going to die soon.
Likely, yes.
You know, and lots of people die. That's why pneumonia is a big killer.
Right.
It's, you know, it's sad that people die of pneumonia, but they're going to die of something. Pneumonia.
The flu is a big killer of that particular demographic.
Yes.
Still.
We got more coming up here. There's more on this digital ID thing that, again, they're just going to wrap this right into all these other tyranny proposals that are on deck. And we'll talk about what that means coming up here. And you can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. Free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. We are continuing here. Phones are open as they always are. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian, the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Mark Edge.
You can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you there. I want to thank, by the way, Freedom's Phoenix for being a long-time friend of the show. You can go to freedomsphoenix.com and get all kinds of news there. Economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You get today's headlines in one place. And from a fresh libertarian perspective, just head on over to Freedom's Phoenix. That's Freedom's with an S, Phoenix.
Oh, I was going to ask if that was Freedom's with an S or not.
Now you know.
I actually knew from a long time.
I know you did.
I've heard that commercial so many times.
We're going to talk more about this digital ID thing that is probably more than just a proposal. It seems like they're talking about it like it's an inevitability. This thing is coming and, you know, get ready. What's it going to mean? That's on the way. But first, we go to the phones here. TJ the Spy on our SIP line, which you can learn about how to connect to our SIP by going to sip.freetalklive.com. That's sip.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, TJ.
It's always good to be on, Ian.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say this is actually the third time that they have come after you. So the first time was when they got tried to get Rich Paul to wear a wire.
Yes.
The second time was the FBI raid number one.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI raid number two with the Bitcoin, that's the third time. So I would actually say this is the third time.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's true.
And by the way, the case to get the Shire Free Church's stuff back should be going to trial sometime in January, so good luck with that.
No, that's going to be, there's a pre-trial conference, and it's probably not going to hit trial until the summertime would be my guess.
Oh, yes, isn't that interesting, because, you know, their warrant is invalid, so I don't know what they're going to try and argue.
Well, apparently their new thing they want to do is get a new warrant to search the items that they seized with the invalid warrant to search it again, search the items a second time.
I don't know how they think they're going to get that, but I guess they'll just hold on to them for another 6 months.
Our attorney thinks they're going to get it because it's easy to get a warrant, so they're going to get it.
Okay.
Huh. I may have to send a letter to all the magistrate judges warning them that they might try and get conned by the FBI.
Hmm. Yeah. So that's what's going on. Anything else you want to share tonight, TJ?
No, I just wanted to say that. Good luck. And are you ready for the jury once they come back with a verdict? If it's guilty, are you ready to be taken into custody that day? Or
Sissy says that is not likely to occur. And he said this to me. Sissy's my attorney for listeners just tuning in. We're talking about the Crypto 6 case where they're prosecuting me and they were prosecuting other hosts of the show on Bitcoin-related charges where there's no victim and no actual crime. But according to Sisti, back when I was facing 25 charges, he told me that it was unlikely that I would be taken into custody on a guilty verdict. Because essentially, I don't know what his argument is there. He's just, you know, he's got experience, right? He's an attorney. He's got a federal court experience, so he kind of knows what happens. He said that would not be likely. And then they dropped 17 charges right before the trial. So I'm facing even fewer, you know, an even shorter amount of time, still 70 years maximum, but that's not likely to be what the sentencing guidelines would be if I were to be sentenced consecutively to each of these counts.
And you're not likely to be sentenced consecutively either.
Not likely. And again, so the odds of that are happening are fairly slim, it seems like, so I'm not too worried about that.
Okay. Well, I'll be praying for you, and good luck.
Thank you, TJ. I appreciate the call tonight. Let's talk to Major Payne in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, I was just thinking about how you guys are saying that they're wanting to sell the pages of this transcript for $3 a piece.
I think so. I could double check
and
that.
And remember, it's like double spaced and,
right?
You know, one
they
page can have like nothing on it.
Just the fact that they're selling it at all means the state is claiming authorship. Now, this is murky water at best. But being as how it's almost Christmas, I called in to have some fun about reindeer and mushrooms and such.
All right.
All right. You guys know what a steep is?
A steep?
A steep.
Like steeping my tea?
A long, flat plain and or valley.
Okay.
And in the extreme northern hemisphere, there are some steeps that are 1,800 miles long.
I think I might know that as STEP, STEPPE.
Okay, STEP.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mispronunciation.
No problem. Go ahead, Major.
Tomato.
Indeed.
But anyway, so along these steps or steeps, they have interconnected mushroom masses, you know, root masses underground.
Yeah, myceliums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when it gets real hard up there in the tundra, the reindeer will dig down and eat mushrooms, you know, the mass underground.
Yep.
And one of the weird things about them, and like, the, you know, unlike the unicorn or Pegasus, the Donia actually exists. These guys do exist. Their eyes turn blue in the wintertime.
Huh.
Because they're born so far north towards the Arctic Circle that their retinas change color to allow more light to get in during the winter. That's cool.
That is cool.
Very cool.
So are you saying that the reindeers were tripping on psychedelic mushrooms and that's why they could fly?
The Nordic culture was quite endeavored with psychedelic mushrooms, you know that. And being as how they're so closely interconnected, I mean, their northern neighbors farmed and milked reindeer, for crying out loud. So they certainly had some kind of connection between them. And who the hell knows if some tripping Viking didn't see a reindeer fly.
Good story, Major. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
I would like to just take a moment for a public service announcement. This is for any children out there who are listening. Santa Claus is not real. He's your parents. This has been a public service message.
Why would you do that?
Why would you lie to your children?
Indeed.
Well, I told my kid that Muffy, his grandmother, is Santa Claus, but it's best if you just keep pretending otherwise. And therefore, you know, he's like...
So now he's lying to your grandmother.
Right. People, I turned it around on those people.
People wonder, like, why kids rebel so hard when they hit their teens. And it's like, well, first of all, they trust you as their only source of, well, everything, knowledge and, you know, how to act and how to be around other people and all that kind of crap. And then you go and you lie to them about this thing called Santa Claus. And then when they find out it's not real, or you tell them it's not real, you basically rip out their reality from under them. If reality is a rug, you rip that out from under them, scarring them for life.
I think they find out that it's not real, but from their friends and these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. I think they figure it out.
Or they found out from my public service message just now.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the thing I would do.
I did just pull up the New Hampshire federal court transcript request page. It is $3.65 per page,
Jesus.
And that is after 30 days. You can pay more and get it within 14 days, more within 7, and more within 3 days. And more for a daily transcript or more for an hourly transcript. So apparently they're willing to serve.
You have your choice of format?
How much for the hourly transcript?
$7.25 per page.
So it's between,
twice the price of the 30-day one.
$3.50 and $7.25 per page.
Yeah. That is highway robbery.
Some of these pages have nothing on them.
That's double highway robbery, really, because they're already stealing from you to, you know, buy a tax money to have the court, and now they want you to pay more for something you've already paid for once?
Yeah, that mahogany wasn't paid for by transcripts.
All right, we got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live, more on digital ID.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Midwest News Update. With the January 6th committee wrapping up business yesterday, Republican Claudia Tenney had some thoughts, and she shared them with Newsmax.
They knew what they were doing. They cherry-picked the evidence and the people they wanted to talk to. They didn't want President Trump or anyone to speak freely in a live format because they wanted to make sure they could censor everything that was coming out so that they could prove their narrative and a false narrative. That's the opposite of what our criminal justice system is about. This is guilty until proven innocent.
Well, they say it's a whole lot easier to play than tennis.
The league is revealing 12 new teams for the 2023 season, also announcing new celebrity owners of teams including Kevin Durant, Michael Phelps, Heidi Klum, and Eva Longoria. Durant will be the owner of the Brooklyn Aces, while a group of owners, including Mark Cuban and Dirk Nowitzki, will be the face of the Dallas Pickleball Club. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
And I'm Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Show. You're the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Digital IDs. They are apparently coming probably right around the corner. And Captain has a story about that. We'll continue with that discussion here in a moment. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, however, and go first to Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead.
That was a quick pickup. The idea that any state or any government, particularly one who claims individual sovereignty as the United States government, as opposed to, there's no justification for it.
There's no justification for what? For government?
For forcing people to ID themselves.
Okay.
You know, in any capacity, whether it's digital, whether it's a driver's license, whether it's a passport, none of that stuff has anything to do with, an individual man on the land, having their way with life. I mean, if you're a criminal, that's another story, and that, you know, folks ought to be able to deal with that. But they want to assume that the bulk of us are criminals, and that's just bull crap.
And there's no doubt about it.
Let me
rebut against that. The bulk of us are criminals. They've spent all this time writing all these laws, and at this point, they have managed to make a place where they and everybody else in the country,
putting them on hold.
They and everybody else in the country are criminals. We are, they are, all of us are. It just depends on how they enforce the law now. Mm-hmm. Like, I just got to see in Ian's trial today, or this last couple of weeks, I got to see them bring money transmitters that lied to Ian about their role in scams come and testify against him, who's probably not a money transmitter. Like, they actually brought real money transmitters to that had lied to Ian to come in there, and it's just about who they want to convict, not about who's a criminal.
No doubt. Bad Slave, any other comments? Go ahead.
The creation of those laws was bogus in the first place.
No doubt.
So I do not honor those as real crimes.
I agree with you. They're not real crimes.
Well, no victim, no crime.
But they're real laws, because that's what laws are. Laws are the scribblings of liars and thieves that have managed to work their way into the seats of power.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
I like Mark's, almost said Sisti again, Mark Stevens, the author of Adventures in Legal Land, who says that law is just an opinion backed by a gun. Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. But he's right. I mean, they are going to probably force these digital IDs on people.
Yep.
You're going to have your digital ID.
If you leave America. Like, that's the thing, is you guys are acting like, oh, there's nothing we can do. You can secede, like you've been talking about for years.
Until they go everywhere. I mean, there's going to be a push.
That will probably happen.
Go global.
You are going to die, too. So you may die. You may be death to this, you know, the implementation in Honduras.
It occurs to me that Santa Claus will not be able to exist without a digital ID.
Well, then we'll know.
So they're going to want
to make a fake one for him.
The digital ID, they're going to want that, and then they're going to tie it into the CBDC, which is the central bank digital currency. And then if they decide they don't like the whole social credit score thing, right? So if you say something on social media that they don't like, they can turn off your CBDC wallet access. Because they can say, now you can't buy things. You said something against the king, you said something against the Congress or whatever, and now you can no longer access commerce. You have been turned off. You are a nobody, you are a no person or whatever.
Yeah. Continuing on with the article, the EU wants to give its citizens digital identity credentials accessible from digital wallets, and Australia and New Zealand are both moving towards legislation.
I've seen a Canadian central bank video promoting this idea, too.
The UK is implementing a one-login program for citizens to access government services online, but the U.S. lags behind, hampered by a patchwork of state initiatives, but no federal conformity on digital identity.
Well, now, they've been trying to do the so-called Real ID for the last 15-plus years at this point, it seems like, and they have yet to actually finally push that thing out 100% across the board. They have managed to not... even though I think every state at this point has a Real ID compliant license, and if I'm wrong about that, correct me, if there's one state that doesn't have it, I'd love to know. Even, sadly, New Hampshire has
it
one.
Does.
But you can still get the non-Real ID license here. Now, I don't know if that's true in all states.
Up until a certain date, I think. I think there's an expiration date. Don't quote me on that, but I think there's an expiration date here in New Hampshire even that, like... If you move in from out of state or whatever and you turn your driver's license in, right now you can choose whether to get the Real ID or the previous ID. But I think that there's a time expiration on that. I think after a period of years, 5 years from now, something like that, 10 years from now, that you'll only be able to get the Real ID.
I've not heard this.
I hope you're wrong about that. I can tell you that
We can turn that around, I think, if we get enough freedom levers to move.
That'd be great. Implementation of anti-money laundering, AML, and Know Your Customer, KYC, identity checks by financial services regulators has catalyzed the adoption of digital identity.
Now, see, if you're against the digital ID, that must mean you're in favor of terrorism and money laundering, right?
That's what they did to Bitcoin first. Remember, it was always terrorism, money laundering.
That's what they tried to trot out in this trial.
The EU's plans to give all citizens digital identity credentials accessible from digital wallets by 2024 will be a key driver in Europe, says David Bicknell. Meanwhile, Bicknell says big tech is staking its claim. For example, Apple now supports mobile U.S. driver's license, and Microsoft has embraced decentralized digital IDs. Digital identity is finding use cases in making online purchases, accessing government services, posting on social media, and collaboration instances such as temporary workers and contractors needing urgent access to mission-critical applications.
What are you more likely to use to lose, your phone or your ID?
You mean my ID card?
Your physical ID card.
Is probably your phone.
You're gonna lose your phone because you're always handling it, right? Like you're always picking it up, you're putting it down.
You can't put it in a safe place.
You're forgetting it somewhere or whatever. Whereas your ID, you only need to get that out once in a while, right? Like it's in your wallet, and as long as you got that, you're good to go. I think this is going to result in even more people, beyond the whole tyranny aspect of it, just the inconvenience of it, people relying
stolen
on
this. IDs.
Well, it's going to result in that, but also you're just going to misplace it a lot.
And like some of the, we'll say, you know, threads of this or shades of this have been going on for a long time. For example, Facebook at one point, and I think they still do, and I think Google does this to some extent too, they want to become your digital ID provider. And I say that because if you go to some number of websites, it'll say something like, log in with Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Or log in with Google if you're not already logged in, right?
Which is a terrible idea, by the way.
It's a horrible idea. Well, specifically for Facebook, because anybody with an email address can go sign up for a Facebook account. You don't have to show any ID to get one. Now, they'll shut you down if you don't provide them some ID at some point in the future or two-factor authentication. But, like, that's what they want to do. They want to become the online passport to the entire frickin' Internet.
They want to get a contract with the government eventually, probably.
They also will let you sign up with whatever email address there is because they want all those new accounts. Mm-hmm. They don't have to report how many accounts they got rid of for fraud. They report how many new accounts they have.
I did a personal search on Facebook for the name Richard Cranium, and there was something like 672 Richard Craniums. But they're asking me for ID.
That's Captain Kickass, you mean?
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. If you want to weigh in on digital ID, you're welcome to join us. Plus, Ron Paul has a new article out, and it's about, maybe some bad economic times.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And the captain.
And Mark.
We've been talking about digital ID, this newish idea that they're going to be talking a lot more about, trying to shove down your throat.
And let's call it what it is. It's a government slave stamp.
Yeah, well, I mean, we already have IDs. This is the digital slave stamp.
Yeah.
They've saddled us with these things for so long. People are going to see this, and they're going to—it's going to be sold as, "Hey, this is more convenient."
Wait a minute. I've had to take a picture of my driver's license for something at some point and upload it to it. They may be applying for a job or something like that.
Sure.
At some point,
or getting on a crypto exchange.
So once I do that, isn't that my digital ID?
Yeah, it is a simplified version of it, but the one they want to propose would have strings attached.
Oh, it's
right?
Going to attract the hell out of you.
Well, this digital ID is going to be rolled out in the next pandemic. And don't worry, the next pandemic is coming soon. They're already talking about the tridemic right now.
What's that? The tridemic? Flu?
Yeah, it's cold and flu season.
Yeah. And they're now recommending masks for the flu.
Right. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you remember when the flu was transmitted by, touch and things you handle, and COVID was transmitted by, in the air? It doesn't matter now. Now sick is sick. Mm-hmm. Put on a mask.
Yep. What else do we need to know? Is there anything else here that's critical?
Just the last bit here says the next few years we will see extensive development around workload identities, which include applications and services, and device identities, which include mobile devices, Internet of Things, and operational technology devices, desktop computers included, but no conclusion.
Yeah, at some point they are going to create things that will require the digital ID in order for you to participate.
No, those things already exist. They just need to upgrade the firmware on it, and then it's like, oh, sorry, you can't open your refrigerator unless you, scan your eyeball or something.
You know, that's one of the scary things about the new cars.
Because it's biometric, you mean?
Yeah, I just think that that's what's going to be part of it, is you're going to need, you know, right now one of the things that the authorities have a difficult time with is who is driving the car?
Mm-hmm.
Who is driving your car? Like, they have a license plate.
Right.
And that license plate is in your name.
They can take pictures, too, and see who's in there.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But it depends on the angle and the circumstances and things like that. They certainly do that.
Yeah.
But not every time. So in order to determine who's in the car, you're going to need to have a thumbprint.
Right, right, right.
And that thumbprint's going to go with your digital ID, and click, then the car comes in.
There's a version of this that can work for the benefit of people, and that version of this is one that is decentralized, and that is to say you own your ID.
Yes.
Right. If somebody were to create some sort of an ID capsule,
mm-hmm.
right, and you and only you could give permission to things, you know, to have access or partial access, depending on the thing you want to get, to verify that, you know, you're this guy. That might be a way to achieve the ease of use and, you know, sort of identify for certain, and you want to get the blockchain involved if it's decentralized and not centralized by a government, right?
Yes.
That's the danger of this, is where the government wants to centralize this and be the controller of all your information, your personal information.
Right. They're so good at this. They're so good at controlling information. It's not like they lose briefcases full of millions of names
data,
all the time.
Or trillions of dollars.
Well, the
Pentagon.
What you're talking about, Captain, is in development, apparently.
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter, has this year, I think it was this summer, announced that he's working on just such a thing, supposedly. And he's calling it Web 5. So for some reason, they're skipping Web 4. Web 3 is still something that hasn't really even caught on yet, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
But his idea is Web 5 will be decentralized, based on decentralized identity, meaning an identity, as you say, that you have control over that exists solely on decentralized identity servers that you get to decide or control or whatever, and that would be used to get you access to all these Web 5 platforms and sites.
Right, and it would have, so the thing is, it has to be voluntary. You have to be able to opt in or opt out at any time you choose. That's what makes it beneficial to humankind. So if I'm traveling abroad and, I don't know, something goes wrong and I need to find, like, a U.S. consulate or something, right, then I can go and I can be like, hey, I'm going to turn this on right now. Okay, the government verifies I'm eating, now I'm turning it off. Government no longer has access to me, right? Or just that one piece of information, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing can happen with, I don't even know, like buying a car with cryptocurrency, right? Mark, you currently own a car. I'm going to buy it from you, right? We do a Bitcoin transaction, and the last Satoshi of that Bitcoin transaction, I've given permission for my ID to be verified. Yes, I'm the buyer, and you've given your permission for it to be. And so now it changes. That last Satoshi actually has embedded the blockchain version of an automobile title.
Sure.
Right? And as soon as that transaction completes, we've agreed on a price. As soon as that transaction completes, now I can tell my identity sphere, if you will, that, hey, open on my thumbprint instead of your thumbprint on the door. And the car just knows that now it's mine. Right, that can happen in a decentralized world.
Right, it sounds like we're setting up the potential future of a battle between both of these technologies.
Yeah,
right?
I think
centralized government ID, which is what you were talking about with this article, and then this decentralized ID that would actually give the individual control over it.
Right? Now, I've not heard the Jack Dorsey bit, so that's kind of funny. But I also think I might have picked up on something like this from somebody else. I want to say
certainly not the only one.
I want to say like maybe the old MadeSafe guys or mm-hmm. some other sort of legacy technology inventors. I don't recall where I got this idea from, but getting it from Jack Dorsey is news to me.
Yeah, again, he's probably just one of many people that are working on similar ideas. So what ends up coming?
Whatever happened to MadeSafe?
They're still out there.
Still out there doing what?
I don't know.
Spending the last of the Bitcoin?
Have no clue. But anyway, if you want to join the show here, feel free. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about ID or the coming total surveillance society that many people like, Alex Jones have been predicting this sort of thing for decades. Well, now the technology is here. And not only is it here, it's been rolled out already in China. So you've got a test case, a huge test case with a billion potential victims there. And it's just a matter of time.
I've been saying for a long time, if you want to see a glimpse of the future, just look at China.
It's a terrifying
Yeah. Orwellian.
Yeah, they are, as far as I'm concerned, the beta test for population control, for control over humanity.
It's not like they haven't warned you. Yeah, I mean, they're totalitarian. They told people they couldn't have more than one kid.
Now, somebody who's probably going to be really happy and excited about this is Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, are you ready to adopt the new digital ID? If they tell you that you need to have this digital ID in order to get your welfare payments, are you ready to jump on board and get it?
So what is it? I mean, or is it like placed under your skin or something?
I don't think they're going that far with it quite yet. But at this point, they are talking about some sort of an app on a smartphone or a tablet that would basically be some sort of governmental approved identification, sort of like a digital version of your driver's license, which of course you don't have, or some sort of other ID card from, in your case, the New Mexico government with federal approval, and it would allow you access to things like federal welfare, federal airports, and various other government services.
Is it federal war?
Well, I mean, I don't have much of a choice. If they tell you that that's what they have to do, then, I mean, you just have to conform and do what they tell you to do, or you don't get any money. So, what choice do you have? They put it on EBT.
This is the life of somebody who's owned by the state. You got to do what they say, right? You got to hop through the hoops.
Well, pretty much. I mean, you don't have much option in the maid.
There is the option of making your own way in life and actually creating, you know, value for the marketplace and paying
people
your own bills. You could do that.
Well, you know, that I have done. There's issues with me, believe it or not. I know that I'm very intelligent and all this, but I have a lot of problems that you guys don't know about. You're just making assumptions, and I don't disclose everything because you're not my psychiatrist or Social Security.
Well, you did tell us you have bipolar, and we explained to you that you could get a job anyway because the Internet says that there's a lot of people who are bipolar, and they are able to hold down jobs. So I think the whole claim that you're bipolar so you can't work is, honestly, I think it's just BS.
Well, it's a BS to you guys because you can work, but it's a reality to me because I haven't worked since I cracked up. You know, it's like whatever you believe in, whatever you, how you live, it's a practicality.
You're right. Whatever you believe in is the reality. So if you believe you can't work, then you can't work, right, Sarah?
Well, I think that besides that, Sarah, I think what's more important here is that what you've given up.
Mm.
And we're trying to show people that when you take the 30 pieces of silver, that so much is given. And in this case, you've got to do it. You just said it yourself. Now, I don't think you'd have to do it. And what Ian's telling you is you don't have to do it.
Nope. You get to choose every time. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. We appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to continue with hour number three. On the way, we'll get some words from Ron Paul about an economic crisis on.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.